Let's visit with Chris Cuomo, the host of Cuomo on News Nation. Welcome back, Chris. Good to catch you on the phone today. Thanks for joining us.
My man, your show is so popular, I could not get through. And every time I did get through, they would put me right on hold. And I was like, wait. But then I realized that's what everybody says when they call and you say you're going to put them on hold. So I had to adjust. And I was like, Chris Cuomo. And then,
so as soon as they pick up, they would know you weren't an ordinary citizen. You are Chris Cuomo, damn it.
I am less than an ordinary citizen. But
I'll bet you do that at restaurants. You call some fancy restaurant in New York City and they say, hello, it's Chez Pierre. And you go, Chris Cuomo. Do you do that?
No, I don't have to. Just the sound of my voice gets an immediate response. And it's usually a hang up.
Yeah, click. Let's talk about some of the things you've been doing. I'm going to read from a News Nation drop. In recent years, Ye, the rapper Ye, known as Kanye West and Kyrie Irving, the Brooklyn Nets player, were criticized and faced repercussions for making anti-Semitic remarks. Both said they weren't anti-Semitic and defended free speech and free thought. Charles Barkley says free speech is not free. The former NBA player told you, me and you just can't say what the hell we want to just because we're famous. Am I quoting that correctly?
Yeah. And I think it's a pretty basic point.
I'm not sure what he's saying there. Is he saying?
He's saying
you can say whatever you want.
You have the right to say it. You have the right to say it, but that doesn't make what you say right. And there is a reciprocal right by everybody else to tell you you're a dope, and we don't like your ideas, and there's going to be a consequence because we now know you have such bad and dumb ideas, and that's all okay. When does it not become okay? Two concerns for me. One, what I believe is motivated mostly by the left, not exclusively. You got some book burners on the far right and dumb things like that. But the no platform argument, don't have those Trumpers on. They just lie. Don't have that person on saying anti-Semitic trope because that will make it worse. Okay. Here's my feeling. Give it a platform and shoot it down. Don't freeze it out. Drown it out. Beat the idea. The idea exists. It's going to exist. You're not going to censor anymore anyway because there are too many outlets. So have the idea on there. Not a neo-Nazi. Not a guy with a swastika. Not something where there's no redeeming value. But when it's an idea that comes from somebody who otherwise curries some kind of favor or respect in society, put the idea out there. Test it. And if it is as asinine as anti-Semitism, expose it as that and let the best idea win. That's how you beat an idea. That's how you make a better society.
And that's why you put Kanye West on your show.
That's why I put Kanye West on. And that's why when Kyrie did his thing, I said, hey, you know, let's talk about, are there a lot of Jewish people in the media and entertainment? Yes. Why? See, they don't go to why. Well, what is the why? Is there a why? Of course there's a why. They were blocked from other industries that needed political or corporate sponsorship. They couldn't do anything else. They got involved during the Nickelodeon days when it was seen as low rent and, you know, de classe. And there are a lot of Jewish people in Hollywood because they made Hollywood. And when you see it in the proper context, now it's not nefarious. You know, it's not something that's suspicious. It's convenience and it's daring do and it's work and it's the American dream. And then it starts to look differently. And if you want to talk about where Jewish people are overrepresented, you know where they were overrepresented among white people? During the fight for civil rights in the 50s and 60s, when they were given their blood and their treasure and standing alongside their black brothers and sisters and often getting beaten down or even killed for it. So once you have the full conversation, now tell me you're anti-Semitic. Now tell me you believe this BS. That's how you beat the idea. You don't beat it by saying, shut up, don't say that.
Yeah. Jon Stewart told Stephen Colbert the other day that you should not punish people for their beliefs. I won't try and rephrase everything he said, but the thrust of it was he wasn't sure that kicking Kyrie Irving off the team without pay for 5 days was the right way to go.
look, I don't know about the consequence, and I don't need to. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? That's somebody else's business, and then I'll cover it, and the audience gets to judge it. But I think that the basic idea that Stewart is having as a Jewish man is not unwise, because, look, it's all about what your goal is. I mean, if the goal is to beat that idea, you know, I remember when we were in the war against terror, okay, which has come back into focus in my mind very sharply with what's happening in Ukraine and Iran, that, boy, have we forgotten why we were over there in the Middle East, or maybe it's the fact that we were in the Middle East has now made us not want to get involved in situations that actually deserve our presence more than that did. Because you're not going to beat an idea by just beating down the people who believe it. You need a better idea. So we needed to go into the Middle East, and I watched Americans and the international coalition try to do this, where they would sit with chieftains and say, here's why we want you to stop seeing us as the enemy of everything you believe in. Here's why we want you to see this an opportunity for education and what this would do for you and the money that would come in here and what it could mean for you. Mm-hmm. That's how you beat an idea, with a better idea. And I am very worried about when we try to force a belief, even if it's something as ugly as anti-Semitism that people absolutely should not buy into.
Okay. I got two other things, maybe three, I want to talk to you about. We got 2 minutes to do it because this is radio. Are you ready?
I'm going fast. Let's go.
Last we spoke, you didn't think that the struggle for democracy in America per se was a big ballot issue. It turns out it was, wasn't it?
Denying the election was potent, and that was good. What was on the ballot was the core of America. The core of America rejects election denialism, fringe, and indecency. And if you move towards them, you'll have more power. Next.
Tonight on your show, Tyler Schultz, if he's still going to make it, the Theranos whistleblower is going to be on. I think we're going to find out today what Elizabeth Holmes' sentence is. She could go to jail for 20 years in that Theranos thing. I'm glad you're covering that. I've been following that. I think it's fascinating.
What I think is fascinating is, how is the judge going to deal with the fact that she's pregnant and had a newborn?
Will they
see that? Will the judge see that as an article of convenience for her to aspire leniency? Or is this going to be a really hard day for the Holmes family? I think it's interesting. I think the issues are interesting, and we'll be on it.
And then I see on CNN, we just mentioned this a moment ago, they're not going to let the host drink and get drunk on the New Year's Eve broadcast on CNN. Does News Nation have any edict like that for you guys?
I've never done New Year's coverage. I try to limit the stupid in my professional life. CNN is as great a media organization as I've ever been around. But you got to go where the people are and what they want, and you have to figure out your why, and then all the behaviors become pretty simple. News Nation, we're in a very different place. We are trying to connect with the core in this country, with the independent voter, with the people who want these games and our politics to stop.
Yep.
So it's very hard. We're trying to develop an audience from people that don't usually watch cable news. So will I be having a drink? I haven't had a drink in a few months because I wanted to focus on the beginning of the show.
Oh, really?
But maybe New Year's Eve, we'll see. It's amazing how much tequila I've amassed in my house now that I haven't been drinking.
Now that you're not pouring it down your gullet. News Nation is America's fastest growing cable news network, and you can see Cuomo. I've got all of the different ways to dial it in. Comcast 223, DirecTV 307, Dish 239. It's 7 o'clock in the Chicago area. Nice to talk to you as always, Chris. Keep it up.
I am thankful for you. The best for Thanksgiving. I am always a call away and happy to continue the conversation.
That's Cuomo, Cuomo, Cuomo.